In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. This is a strange phrase, for worship and doubt are direct opposites. Worship is an act of humble and joyful love given to Almighty God. Worship, because it reaches out to God, demands a great deal of trust in his presence and his promises. But doubt, on the other hand, is unbelief in God. Doubt goes beyond a difficulty that we might have with our religion. A person in difficulty asks God why or how. But a person in doubt says to God, I mistrust you. So what does St. Matthew mean by this strange phrase? When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Is St. Matthew saying that the disciples worshipped Jesus and doubted him at the same time? No, that is not what he is saying. And we can better understand what St. Matthew means when we remember what the other Gospels record for us about the apostles' experience of the risen Savior. At times, they have difficulty recognizing Jesus. Think of the time when Peter, John, and a few other disciples are fishing in a boat on the Sea of Tiberias. Jesus appears on the shore and hails them, and immediately St. John says, "It is the Lord," when they are still quite distant. And St. Peter realizes who this figure on the shore is as well, and jumps into the sea to get there as soon as possible. But for the other disciples, it takes them a while to recognize who it is, and it's only when they come close to Jesus on the shore that they see their Savior. So it's a case of some apostles quickly intuiting the presence of Christ, and this is based on the spiritual intimacy that they had with him during his earthly ministry. For example, St. John, the beloved disciple, it was he who sat next to Jesus at the Last Supper. And it was this intimacy of a spiritual nature that allowed him to perceive the most quickly Jesus when he appeared. So St. Matthew, in choosing the words, when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted, reminds us of this challenging experience of the apostles. As they went up the mountain in Galilee to meet the Lord, someone, perhaps St. John or St. Peter, would have seen the Lord first. Perhaps the Lord was standing in an unexpected place. And after the joyful surprise of first seeing him, all the apostles realize who it is. Instead of seeing only the figure of a man outlined against the horizon, they now recognize the features of their Savior. They knew the Lord would be there, but they did not know precisely how or when he would meet them. The closest apostles already fell down in worship of the Lord, and the doubt of the others evaporates. There are times when the worship that we owe Almighty God becomes difficult for us. And this can be especially so when tragic events, acts of inhuman violence, take the lives of the innocent. Our brethren in Manchester and our brethren in Egypt have suffered greatly in this past week. And as we pray for them and for their families, as we are bound to do by our Catholic faith, we might find it difficult to worship without doubt. Now, difficulties which ask God questions, the questions of why and how can such evil take place, can often be answered and well answered by the rich sources of Catholic philosophy. Catholics believe that God is love, and that true love respects free will, even when free will leads to evil. The God who destroyed evil by destroying free will would not be God, but a tyrant. But if we have more than difficulties when we are faced with evil, if we have doubts of God's presence and power because of the evil we read about in our newsfeed or experience in our own life, then the answer is not usually found in philosophy. Rather, we need to learn from the experience of the apostles. It was their spiritual intimacy with Jesus during his life that made them sure of his presence. The closer their hearts were to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, the better their eyes realized him when he came, and the better they remembered him after he ascended into heaven. So if we want to recognize Jesus in the world, all we need to do is ask to be close to him. For Jesus is in the world. Jesus chose Galilee of the nations as the place from which he would send forth his disciples into the world. And Galilee became a symbol of the world itself. We go out into the world and we might doubt that God is present there, but he is. Because every soul he has created in his own image. And so when we look at others, we see the face of God, the face of God perhaps marred by sin and doubt, but nonetheless the face of God there. And if we want to recognize Jesus in others, Jesus in the world, then we must be close to him here when we receive his body and blood for our salvation, and for the strength that we need to see him in the world and to bring others to see him there. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.